This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Lewis, Raise Your Game, Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com, here for our color therapy series. Since the fourth one, the final one, managing life purpose. This is a big one. I think a lot of people have this whole idea, but you know, maybe some thoughts early, you know, about it first. What do people go through normally?
Well, we always hear this voice inside ourselves. What do I really want in life? You know, you could be going to work 9 to 5 for the next 10, 20 years, and there's always a sense of, this is not what I want. What is my purpose? You know, what's my sense of purpose? What am I doing here? There must be something that I'm geared to do in this life. So I think these are quite common things that comes to our mind. Many people experience it. And we can actually try to find out what our life purpose is through many ways, like some people go for meditation, some people go for counseling or talking to someone.
Mm-hmm.
But
visualization. Vision boards and all that.
Yeah, vision board and all that. But a great tool to start off is actually using visualization, mm-hmm. which I particularly like to introduce color visualization.
Okay, and we'll discuss that in just a moment while I sort out your mic. Okay, so with color visualization, does it link back to the whole idea of, you know, you always talk about how each of us have a personality with our, you know, color personality. Does it link back to that?
Now, when we talk about visualization, I believe many of us also have heard about the creative visualization, meaning using the technique to use your imagination to create the result that you want in your life. So people always talk about changing the thoughts in your mind first. Then you will change your life events.
Mm.
So it is the same similar concept, but we add in an element of color through the senses that we have. That means when we visualize the picture of what we want, our desire, we actually put in our life color, okay,
right.
Which I've talked about it in the past few series. How do we calculate our life color? Input in our life color into that visual and look at that picture in our inner mind. What do we see? How do we feel inside that picture?
Mm.
And what do we hear? And allow our color to just vibrate with joy, with confidence. And then the picture of what you really want to do will come to mind.
Okay, because, you know, you were saying as well, you know, like in your book, you know, you're talking about how if you're a particular color, if you're a particular color, you have certain affiliations to certain careers. Will it lead in that same direction?
It is, in a way, but to be very open, we don't just constrain to career. It can be something that you want to do something
right.
in your life. Okay, maybe right now career is important to you, or maybe relationship is your issue, main issue right now that you want to handle. What do I really want out of this relationship or this work? But eventually, when you try to go into this color visualization exercise, you will realize sometimes we could be seeing ourselves doing something totally different in our visual.
Uh-huh.
It could be something that relates to non-career, could be your hobby, or it could be something that you really want to achieve, you know, under your bucket list, you know, and something that you just got to do it, you know, but it doesn't come to your mind, during the normal time, it doesn't come to your mind. But when you try out this color visualization, you realize that, hey, actually, my life purpose is maybe to climb the Everest, you know, to find, you know, maybe when I do that, I really find what I really want, something like that, you know. So I can give an example, like this technique really works for me for the past 4 or 5 years, where I always think about what I really want. I was working with a corporate, and I really feel comfortable there. You know, it's a really easy job, 9 to 5 and all that. But I just feel that this is not what I want. There must be something that I'm here for, and I just couldn't figure out why. And I try this technique, creative visualization, and slowly it comes to me that I see colors in my visual as well, how it relates. And eventually what I found out is I see myself with someone. It's actually an image of a man, which is my father. Because my background, in a way that I actually didn't stay with my dad since I was 3. And we separated since then. And I didn't know where he is. And no one has any clue, my mom too. So suddenly, my purpose is not about my career, not about my work or anything, but it's actually to find my dad, to find where I come from, the root where I actually originate from. And somehow that really excites me. That seems so important. It's like, I got to go and find out who's my dad, where is he now, is he still alive? So it was a few years back that I actually took this initiative to when I went down to Singapore.
You knew that much?
that's all I have. With my birth cert, I only saw his IC number. That's all I had. It was like a miracle because with that information I had, I went down in the day trip in Singapore. And in a nutshell, I found his information on the street when I asked people, you know, about.
It's a day trip.
It's in a day trip, you know, and it's amazing because I feel that logically, it wouldn't happen. Mm. You have to go through many, you know, advertising right. paper to find someone, right? But this one really happens because I really tried this technique to visualize that meeting him, seeing him, you know, and that he's still alive. And the wonderful part is he is still alive. He's actually 89 this
wow.
year, and he's still alive. And when I found him, actually, it's true by asking people at the street, and I actually finally found this person that said that he knew him. He was he just bought over his house
wow.
3 months ago. Mm. And is this the man you're looking for? And I was like, I was amazed. I mean, this technique really works. I was like, I was quiet for a while, like for
okay.
10 minutes. Wow.
So this visualization, this written by, what's his name?
Okay, Shakti Gawain actually wrote a lot about creative visualization. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy reading her books on creative visualization. Mm-hmm. And also Dr. Wayne Dyer, he mm-hmm. talks about changing your thoughts and then you change your life events. Mm-hmm. And then when I experience it personally myself, that when I visualize, it comes in with even my life color, which
right.
is blue, and I can really see what I'm doing in that picture in my mind. So it's not about work, it's not about career anymore. Initially, the intention was that, what do I really want to do with my work? But it came up to be seeing myself with a picture of this man, which I call it my dad. You know, mm. I haven't been seeing for since 3 years old.
Right.
So I guess after I found him, many things just, you know.
You know, we've heard of people putting up vision boards as well.
Yes,
does it
yes.
work in that same process?
It is similar to like vision board, but vision board is more like you are actually drawing it out with colors as well.
Mm-hmm.
It works as well. But if there are people who prefer to visualize, you can actually do it. It's simpler. If mm-hmm. you don't like or fancy drawing, you can actually use it with your inner, try to visualize yourself, your higher self, I would call it, in mm. your the eyes, the mind, what you're doing. Can you imagine what you really want in your life? What excites you? So picture yourself with your life color radiating out. And then what do you see in that picture in your visual?
Right.
So be very detailed what you see in that picture as well.
You walked me through this in just a moment, right? But okay, first, before that as well, how do you know you're not in line or in sync in the first place?
Okay, in sync meaning that you're not in sync with your own color, mm. your own life color.
Oh, yeah, like I mean, you say you were happy with your job and everything,
yes.
then suddenly this picture of your father came about. How do you know something?
Okay, if you talk about feeling it, of course, we know. This is just, you. Sometimes you will sit down and just think that, okay, I'm really happy with my life now, but there's just something still missing, that
mm.
feeling, okay? And if you talk about in terms of color, my life color is blue, but I have been rejecting this color for like decades. I hate this color. I just don't like it. So it is like time to bring in to find out why. What is it about this color that I'm really not comfortable with? What is it relating to my life purpose?
Hmm.
So it's there's a lot of great reveal a lot of information when you try to think, okay, I really want to find out why am I rejecting the blue? So what is it going to do with my life purpose?
Okay, why were you rejecting your color?
Okay, my life color is actually blue, very relating to being honest with mm. myself and to others. So I still remember when I was young, people asked about my dad. Okay, where is your dad? Is your dad coming in to pick you up from school and things like that? I try to avoid that because, you know, it feels a shame like not to
okay.
tell people that I don't have a father, you know,
yeah.
and I don't know where he is.
Right.
Know? So there are many occasions I try to be generic, try not to communicate too much with people so that they don't find out more about me.
Mm.
So I guess in a way, interpreting that to colors, that has a lot to do with blue. Okay,
right.
And blue is someone that can be authentic and be open, you know, talk to people, communicate. But somehow I am resisting that. I really try to close up
mm.
and not share this with anyone else. So I guess this is the best explanation. I'm avoiding my life color, which is
mm.
blue.
All right. Okay. So we'll go through that process where you say, you know, you go through the visualization thing in just a moment. Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com, our color therapy series on managing and finding your life purpose. And the name of your book again?
Colors Work For You.
All right, so we'll, you know, we're doing some giveaways a little later, so stay tuned for that. Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Big Front Man, BFM 89.9.
It's Raise Your Game. Good morning. This is Frida Liu, Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com in our Color Therapy series. This is the final episode on managing your life purpose or finding your life purpose. If you'd like to listen to previous interviews, do check out the podcast that we have. You know, the thing that you talk about was this whole concept of color visualization. So what is that process? You know, I mean, what do I need to do?
If you can relate visualization with imagination, actually they are closely linked together. All you need, if you're good at imagining things, it will work very well for you. So before you start to visualize, it's best to take a few minutes off to relax first, to let go of all your stress, tension, and calm down. And as you do that, bring into your mind an image of yourself, your higher self, I'll call it. Happy self, that you see yourself laughing and smiling and giggling, and you feel so relaxed and happy. So at that moment,
okay, anyway. All right.
At that very moment in your mind, what do you see yourself doing in that visual? Okay, and you can imagine yourself glowing with your own life color. So for instance, if your life color is a magenta, you see yourself glowing in magenta bright light. Okay, and you see yourself confident, in joy, you know, and slowly, eventually, in your visual, expand that picture, and you start to see who are the people who come into the picture. People in your life that come to the picture, and what are they doing in that visual? What are you doing in that visual? Okay, and be very detailed. Just observe what are the things that makes you so excited, so happy, so passionate. So this is something that after your visualization, put down into your note. And find out what does it mean to you? What kind of activities is this? Is this something that you do very regularly? Maybe you imagine yourself playing golf or, you know, playing basketball. Or is it something totally, you know, it never come across your mind. Just like mine, you know, out of the blue, it came to my mind that I see this old man. I'm having a tea session with him, talking happily. And I find out, who is this man? Who is this person that I talked to
and
so happily?
And it was almost the same face? Or
it's like, I can't see the clearly. Face, it's okay. Like it's like a shadow. But right. I see that, I know he's very closely related to me. So I know that I need to connect with this person, this man, this old man. And when I came out from my visualization exercise, I realized that from looking into what I want, it came to this. So what does this really mean to me? So what is the color that I'd be visualizing, which is blue? So it seems that I got to connect with this person in my visual. And I got to be open. I got to have an honest conversation with this person. So who is this person to me? And the answer came to me eventually that this person is actually my father. I think this is a question that people has been asking me for the past few decades. Who is your father? Where is he? You know, and I've been avoiding it. I've been avoiding to answer this. And I say that it's enough. I want to find out where he is. Who is this man? And if he's really, if he has passed away, at least I know where to go, you know, and pay him a respect or something. And it was a great discovery. Okay, I found him in a day. Okay, it was really through the help of visualizing how it is like when I see him and all that. And after that, everything changed. You know, I changed my career. I know what I want. You know, it seems that I have the guts to go and even resign at my work. It is not what I want to do. I really know what I want in my life.
Right.
Okay? And I found my route. I know where I am from. And I also changed, my thinking about life. It's always been restricted. This is the way. But eventually, after that discovery, after that, after I found my dad, there's a lot of answer that came to me, and I just know what I need to do next.
Okay. You know? So this whole idea of even just color visualizing, you know, visualization when you sit down, how long did that take? There's me. How long does it take?
Eventually, when you first started to visualize, it might not make sense to you. You probably end up after 1-2 minutes and say, okay, it's going nowhere. I'm thinking about what's coming for lunch and all that. But don't worry. Don't stress yourself too much for the first few times. Okay. Just enjoy the process of visualization. And first thing first is to always find a quiet place to do it. Don't do it in the middle of, work or something. But find a quiet place, quiet time, and spend about 10 minutes to start off. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And close your eyes and think about your life color. Okay. Think about your life color. And think about yourself, an image of yourself in that visual, starting with the color radiating out from your body. And think about your happy moments. You are giggling and laughing and happy, doing something. So start to expand your visual and see what is it that you're doing in that visual.
Right.
And then eventually, as you expand, who are the people that come into that visual as well? So these are very important clues, because these are the people that is going to help you find, you know, your journey better.
Okay. How do you always check that, you know, how do you check that you're constantly on track? Do you still do this exercise now?
Yes, I actually do this every morning.
Oh.
Okay. We call it, okay, in a way that I will spend less time now, 5 minutes, okay, to visualize what I want to do for the day instead of my life purpose, because now my work is more, I'm more focused on the presence, like what do I want to achieve today? So I'll visualize how is my day going to be like.
Right.
So I always start off with my color, which is blue. I will radiate it out from my mind, and I'll start seeing that I'll be talking with you, okay, in the station, and there will be laughing and giggling, and you know, that picture will come to my mind. So when the whole day, at the end of the day, when I have dinner with my friends and family, how is it going to be like? So it is a daily thing that I can do.
Right.
Yes.
So you're the producer of your own movie, basically. The producer and the director of your own movie.
You can say that and be very detailed, as detailed as you can. What are you going to wear? What colors do you see around you?
Mm.
The people around you, what colors are they wearing? Mm. People that come and talk to you in your
Did you know I was going to wear this today?
That's black and white. I think you had the same black color last week. So I'm expecting that you're putting on something black this week.
All right. Okay.
I just, I never expect to be, you know, with design like this. Yeah, but glad.
Okay, now you're giving away 3 copies of your book.
Yes,
you know?
That's right.
All you have to do is just give us your name, and the question is, where can you find her on her website? What's the name of her website? So I've been speaking to Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com. So send that over the website to 0162019000, 0162019000, and basically what's the website and your full name, please. Full name. So it makes it easier for us. So thanks for being with us this past
Thank
4 weeks.
Thank you so much.
It's been very interesting. I'll practice the color visualization a little later. Evelyn Leong from colorswork.com. Raise your game. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.